Hi, this is Judy K. Mozoff, and I'm thrilled to welcome you to October's Show Your Shine podcast. The topic this month is appreciation. When I decided to write about appreciation, what popped into my mind was, why does it seem to come so easy for some and totally elude others? Why do some greatly appreciate even the tiniest of things, while others don't appreciate even the grandest of events in life? Here's what I came up with. Two words. Entitlement, expectations. What I mean by entitlement, expectations is that we expect a certain relationship, event, thing, or outcome, and just expect we are entitled to it, or we deserve it. It's as if it is owed to us. Think about it. Do you ever say, this shouldn't have happened to me, or I deserve this, or I expected this? I personally did not have entitlement expectations. Well, that is in most cases. Once in a great while, I slipped down the slippery slope for a second or two until common sense reality takes over. For this common sense, I can thank being raised on a farm. Farming has a way of pulling the rug right out from under you when you least expect it. Usually not just once. It happens quite often. It took me until my adult years to realize the amount of faith, perseverance, and appreciation that a farmer must have to succeed. Every year we raised wheat, oats, corn, and alfalfa. We also had livestock like beef and dairy cattle, pigs and chickens, and an occasionally waddling group of ducks. In the spring we would plant crops. Some years it would actually rain enough where we had an amazing crop. I can just hear Mom and Dad, oh, we're going to finally be able to put some money in the bank, kids. Only to have a hailstorm come through a day or two before harvest and wipe everything out. Other years would be so dry most things wouldn't produce. Or we would be calving out in the spring. And for you city folks, that means mommy cows having baby cows. And in North Dakota, we tried to have this happen around the end of March, beginning of April, to avoid bad weather. Only to have an abnormal snowstorm drop feet of snow in April and lose many of the new babies. We learn to work hard and make the best out of any situation. You can often hear Mom say, no use crying over spilled milk. We still have some to take care of, so let's get to work and take care of what we got. Now, I don't want to give you the idea that farming was always difficult or bad, because it wasn't. There were many wonderful occasions as well. Farming was, however, always uncertain and unexpected. These two components are what I believe cemented appreciation into the core of our family. There was no such thing as we did or didn't deserve this. It was nature or whatever, and it was what it was. We learned to appreciate what we had. I learned to appreciate even the smallest of things, and I consider myself an optimist, always seeing the positive side of things. Funny, when I think back, I now realize it was my parents who were the true optimists, trying to raise seven kids on a farm. Or, as Dad would say, maybe just a little nuts. And that leads me to one other word, humor. Sometimes you just have to laugh at what comes your way and find the humor in it. When we get that life is uncertain, unexpected, and we find humor in difficult situations, we learn to appreciate what we have and what is, regardless of what happened or what isn't. So my question to you is, what will you do to avoid entitlement expectations and learn to appreciate even the littlest things in life? This is Judy K. Mozoff wishing you an awesome October. Today is a great day to show your shine.